Chapter 7 Abdominal Troubles Bleeding. To make the instructions on stellar dynamics complete, in lesson number 202 it was explained how to find the reinforcement power of minor progressed aspects on any date while they were within orb, and how to calculate the total power and harmony or discord of any sign or house on any date. Such calculations, however, are more academic than practical. Seldom will there be a valuable use for them. Life is a complex pattern, in which the major interlacing threads are indicated by the major progressed aspects. The independent minor progressed aspects indicate very much smaller threads crisscrossing the pattern. The reinforcing effects of the minor progressed aspects are like beads along the major interlacing threads. To change the comparison, usually they are minor events leading to, climaxing, or resulting from, the main event indicated by the major progressed aspect they reinforce. They mark the stages in the evolution and the subsequent progeny of an event. Except through their influence as rallying forces, commonly each major progressed aspect stimulates the thought cells affected to work for a different and characteristic condition or event. The condition or event may add to the difficulty or favor indicated by other progressed aspects affecting the same house, but commonly it is another phase of a matter, or a further development of conditions and events past or present. Thus, while the total power of a house on a given date may indicate the total activity of the thought cells concerned with this department of life, it is unlikely this total activity relates to one event. Usually it indicates thought cells working for a variety of events, the effort toward each expending the energy and the harmony or discord of one of the progressed aspects, which at the time are within orb. What is commonly needed, therefore, for stellar diagnosis relative to any department of life, including health, and as a guide to the precautionary actions that should be taken, is the birth chart power and harmony or discord of each of the planets, the peak relative harmony or discord of each of the significant major progressed aspects, and when, during the time the major progressed aspect is within orb, there are peaks of power due to the reinforcement effect of minor progressed aspects. The birth chart power and harmony or discord of the planets indicate the predispositions. The reinforced peaks of power of a major progressed aspect afford a fair estimate of the energy of the thought cells at those times, to exert more than normal pressure characteristic of the planets involved on the thoughts, behavior and environment. The harmony or discord, which exerts pressure on the thoughts, behavior and environment cannot be estimated by the harmony or discord of the progressed aspect alone. The thought cells influenced by the progressed aspect have their birth chart harmony or discord. This may be considered their lifetime normal. An independent minor progressed aspect may coincide with a minor disagreeable or favorable event deviating from the normal, but its relative effect on the period in which it occurs is but a slight deviation from the normal harmony or discord, a deviation to be measured by the relative harmony or discord of the minor progressed aspect to the normal harmony or discord of the planets involved. The harmony or discord of a major progressed aspect between two planets is also a deviation from the normal harmony or discord of the thought cells. The harmony or discord added to the thought cells by a progressed aspect alters their birth chart harmony or discord only by the number of harmodynes or discordynes added to their birth chart harmodynes or discordynes. If, as frequently happens, the major progressed aspect is between two planets, one of which at birth had many harmodynes and the other at birth had many discordynes, the average benefit or detriment of the events influenced by the aspect may very closely be indicated by the average harmony or discord of the aspect, yet at the same time some of the events or conditions may markedly benefit the departments of life ruled by the harmonious birth chart planet, and some of the events, or the same events, may markedly be a detriment or loss to the departments of life ruled by the discordant birth chart planet. For instance, the death of a loved one may mean a grave personal loss, but may also bring a financial inheritance of much value. Or a harmonious marriage may bring the estrangement of friends who oppose it. In diagnosis and in determining precautionary actions, it is desirable to know not merely the peak harmony or discord of the significant major progressed aspect, but to what extent the harmony or discord the thought cells had at birth is modified at the time the aspect reaches its maximum power. Calculating the relative harmony due to a major progressed aspect as explained in lesson number 201, except when a major progressed planet makes an aspect to its birth chart place, every major progressed aspect has four terminals. Lesson number 199 explains how to calculate the birth chart harmony or discord of a planet. The normal progressed harmony of a planet is the number of harmodynes or discordynes it carries with it, wherever it moves after birth apart from those acquired through progressed aspects. On page 70 of lesson number 200 is explained that a major progressing planet carries with it one-half its birth chart harmony or discord plus one-half the harmony or discord given it by the essential dignity of the sign it occupies by progression. Major progressed moon thus carries not one-half, but 1/14. Disregarding progressed essential dignity, and how many house cusps, and therefore how many departments of life, may be influenced by each of the four terminals, the approximate average relative harmony of a major progressed aspect may be found in this manner: rule to 1 times the algebraic sum of the birth chart harmony of the two planets, algebraically add 3 times the peak harmony of the progressed aspect, and divide the sum thus obtained by 4. If the progressed aspect is made by the moon to the algebraic sum of the birth chart harmony of the two planets, algebraically add 1 to the harmony of the non-lunar birth chart planet, plus 1/14 the birth chart harmony of the moon. To the sum algebraically add 3 times the peak harmony of the progressed aspect of the moon and divide the sum thus obtained by 4. The result so obtained will be the approximate average relative harmony of each of the four terminals. If the aspect is from a major progressed planet to its birth chart place, the algebraic sum of its birth chart harmony and the harmony of the progressed aspect gives the approximate average relative harmony of each of the two terminals. If the aspect is from major progressed moon to its birth chart place, the algebraic sum of 15/28 its birth chart harmony and the harmony of the progressed aspect gives the approximate average relative harmony of each of the two terminals. The approximate average relative harmony of each terminal influenced by a major progressed aspect will give a good general idea of the average amount of help or hindrance to be expected from it. But to estimate how much help or hindrance may be expected from each of the terminals separately, the following rule will serve all practical purposes. Rule to find the relative harmony or discord of each terminal, algebraically add the number of harmodynes or discordynes of the progressed aspect at the time to the normal number of harmodynes or discordynes of each terminal directly involved in the aspect, and one-half the number of harmodynes or discordynes of the progressed aspect at the time to the normal number of harmodynes or discordynes of each terminal not directly involved in the aspect. On page 39 of lesson number 199 is given the harmony of each birth chart terminal in the John Edwards chart. And on page 58 of lesson number 200 is given the normal harmony of each major progressed terminal in the chart during the years near and including 1941. And in lesson number 201, the peak power and the peak harmony of the major progressed aspects now to be considered are calculated. Progressed Saturn sextile birth chart Pluto has a peak harmony of 8.97 harmodynes. 15.75 discordines birth chart Saturn plus 4.49 harmodines 1/2 8.97, as it is an indirect terminal, gives the relative harmony of the birth chart Saturn terminal, as 11.26 discordines. 7.38 discordines progress Saturn plus 8.97 harmodines direct terminal gives the relative harmony of the progress Saturn terminal, as 1.59 harmodines. 17.10 harmodines birth chart Pluto plus 8.97 harmodines direct terminal gives the birth chart Pluto terminal the relative harmony of 26.07 harmodines. 8.55 harmodines progress Pluto plus 4.49 harmodines 1/2 8.97. As it is an indirect terminal gives the relative harmony of the progress Pluto terminal, as 13.04 harmodines. 15.75 discordines birth chart Saturn plus 17.10 harmodines birth chart Pluto gives 1.35 harmodines. 1.35 plus 0.68 1/2 of 1.35 gives 2.03 harmodines. Multiplying 8.97 peak harmony by 3 gives 26.91 harmodines. 26.91 plus 2.03 gives 28.94. Dividing 28.94 by 4 gives the approximate average relative harmony of the aspect as 7.24 harmodines. Progress Sun semi-square progressed Uranus has a peak harmony of 8.87 discordines 0.86 harmodines birth chart Uranus plus 4.44 discordines 1/2 8.87. As it is an indirect terminal gives the relative harmony of the birth chart Uranus terminal, as 3.58 discordines 0.43 harmodines progressed Uranus plus 8.87 discordines gives the relative harmony of the progressed Uranus terminal, as 8.44 discordines. 5.07 harmodines birth chart Sun plus 4.44 discordines 1/2 8.87, as it is an indirect terminal gives the relative harmony of the birth chart Sun terminal, as 0.63 harmodines. 4.54 harmodines progress Sun plus 8.87 discordines gives the relative harmony of the progress Sun terminal, as 4.33 discordines. 5.07 harmodines birth chart Sun plus 0.86 harmodines gives 5.93. 5.93 plus 2.97 1/2 of 5.93 gives 8.90 harmodines. Multiplying 8.87 peak harmony by 3 gives 26.61 discordines. 8.90 harmodines plus 26.61 discordines gives 17.71 discordines. Dividing 17.71 by 4 gives the approximate relative harmony of the aspect as 4.43 discordines. Progressed Moon square progressed Venus has a peak harmony of 1.94 discordines 8.21 harmodines birth chart Venus plus 0.97 discordines 1/2 1.93, as it is an indirect terminal gives the relative harmony of the birth chart Venus terminal, as 7.24 harmodines. 5.61 harmodines progressed Venus plus 1.93 discordines gives the relative harmony of the progressed Venus terminal, as 3.68 harmodines. 6.76 discordines birth chart Moon plus 0.97 discordines 1/2 1.93, as it is an indirect terminal gives the relative harmony of the birth chart Moon terminal, as 7.73 discordines 0.48 discordines progressed Moon plus 1.93 discordines gives the harmony of the progressed Moon terminal, as 2.41 discordines. 8.21 Harmodynes birth chart Venus plus 6.76 Discordynes birth chart Moon plus 4.12 Harmodynes 1/2 birth chart Venus plus 0.48 Discordynes 1/14 birth chart Moon gives 5.09 Harmodynes. Multiplying 1.93 by 3 gives 5.79 Discordynes. 5.79 Discordynes plus 5.09 Harmodynes gives 0.70 Discordynes. Dividing 0.70 by 4 gives the approximate relative harmony of the aspect, as 0.18 Discordynes. Precautionary actions in self-treatment. The birth chart and progressed constants of the 160 diseases now expanded from the original 120, which now follow in alphabetical order, and the brief instruction for the stellar treatment of each, will be found valuable alike to the professional healer and the layman. Before the disease develops, as well as when it is present, the individual can apply to himself all the five steps embraced in stellar healing. 1. The layman, who is capable of erecting and progressing his own chart, as an increasing number now are, will know from the astrological constants, toward what diseases he has a predisposition, when they are most apt to develop, and what precautionary actions he should take. 2. The birth chart and progressed constants thus shown will indicate, as given in lesson number 201, the healing thoughts he should apply to himself. The type of thoughts, which he should thus chiefly employ are those ruled by the same planet, as the energy, which is advocated in the specific stellar treatment of the disease. 3. By studying B of L courses 3, 5, 9 and 14 he will know how, and in what direction, to change his attitude and his thinking advantageously. And the birth chart and progressed constants of the disease will also indicate, as given in lessons number 153, 222, 223, 224 and 225, his special food requirements. 4. He can talk to such of his organs or functions as are not doing their work properly, and give them suggestions that will encourage them to healthy activity. 5. He can apply the indicated planetary energy to the region needing such special stellar treatment by tuning in on it, as explained in lesson number 200, and directing it to the proper zone by holding the region steadfastly before his attention. Abdominal troubles birth chart constants in 9 cases out of 10 an afflicted planet actually in the zone where the disease manifests. And in the other 1 case out of 10 a planet ruling the zone, but elsewhere located, severely afflicted. Cancer rules the stomach, Virgo rules the duodenum and intestines, Libra rules the upper kidneys, the ovaries and internal generative organs, and Scorpio rules the bladder, sigmoid flexor, prostate gland, uterus and external generative organs. Progress constants depend upon the nature of the disease, but when a planet in the zone receives an adverse aspect is the most common factor. When there is an operation performed, there is always a progressed aspect involving Mars. The organs and regions ruled by Libra and Scorpio are so closely associated in their functions that an affliction from one commonly affects the other. Stellar treatment should be applied to the zone where the disease manifests and to the zones occupied by the birth chart and progress planets mapping it. The planetary energy used varies according to the nature of the disease and its constants. Example chart 244. Female, May 22, 1894, 11. 59 AM 97 West 36 North Venus internal sex organs opposition Saturn in Libra. May, 1913, as progressed, with Venus sextile Mars R, Mercury trine Uranus P and Scorpio, Sun trine Saturn R, and Sun square Mars P, had 3 serious major operations on the abdominal cavity. abscess birth chart constants prominent and usually afflicted Neptune or Pluto, and a prominent and usually afflicted Mars. Afflictions to either Neptune or Pluto depressed the production of cortin, the strongest chemical with which the body fights toxins and infection. Afflictions to Mars tend to exhaust both adrenaline and cortin. Progressed constants, progressed aspects, usually afflictions, involving both Mars and Neptune, or involving both Mars and Pluto. The low output of cortin hormone results in the incomplete metabolism of protein foods, with an accumulation of toxins. The Mars influence tends to inflammation and to attract infection. Stellar treatment, harmonious sun energies should be applied to the zone occupied by Neptune or Pluto, whichever seems most responsible, with a view to overcoming the negativeness. The planetary antidote may also be used. Where Mars is located in the chart, and where the abscess is located in the body, should receive the soothing, clear green planetary energy of the Moon. Example Chart 245. Female, October 30, 1888, 8:00 a.m. 70, 15 West 44, 40 North Neptune and Pluto opposition Venus and Jupiter and square Moon. Mars sextile Sun and Mercury and trine Moon. 1907, as progressed, MC trine Neptune R, Venus in conjunct Neptune P. Uranus Siski square Pluto P, Mars square Uranus P and Siski square Pluto P. An abscess formed under one of her arms left, where Neptune and Pluto are located. Accident birth chart constants Mars, Saturn, Uranus or Pluto prominent in the order of importance given. The detailed analysis of 100 charts progressed to the time of an accident is given in the reference book. When and what events will happen to progress constants for accidents involving violence, including burns, falls, bruises, broken bones, wounds and drowning, there is always a progressed aspect within 1.5 degree of perfect 3 involving the planet Mars. A progressed affliction to Saturn, Uranus or Pluto, in addition to the progressed aspect involving Mars, increases the hazard. In asphyxiation and poisoning, the Mars influence may be lacking, but in such instances there is always, even in poisoning by snake bite or spider bite, a progressed aspect involving Neptune. Stellar treatment for prevention, the zones occupied by birth chart, and progressed Mars should be given Moon planetary energy, and the planetary antidote should be applied to Saturn, Uranus or Pluto, if it is heavily afflicted at birth or by progression. After the accident, similar treatment may be used. Example Chart 246. Male, December 15, 1914, 10:05 a.m. 118, 15 West 34 North Mars conjunction Sun and opposition Saturn and Pluto. On September 20, 1922, as progressed, with Mercury semi-square Uranus R, Sun conjunction Mars P, and Sun opposition Pluto P, backed into a tub of boiling water. He died shortly as the result of the burns. Acidosis birth chart constants either a very prominent Jupiter or a very prominent Saturn, or both, usually afflicted. Progressed constants almost any progressed aspect which affects the health adversely through surfeit, through faulty elimination, through food deficiency, or which through worry, anger or constant irritation depletes the adrenaline supply, will increase this condition. But particularly any aspect to the planet, which by its prominence and birth chart aspects maps the predisposition to the difficulty. The Saturn type results from the lack of something. The lack of mineral salts with which to neutralize the lactic acid and the acid toxins gives rise to this deficiency type of acidosis. The Jupiter type results from too much of something. The eating of too rich foods and too much fat tends to load the bloodstream with more than can be burned, and the diacetic and other fatty acids liberated in the bloodstream give rise to the repletion type of acidosis. 2. 3 out of print, see Plain F1 Astrology 30 Years Research Plain F1. Research shows that 1 degree is always valid. Stellar treatment. First of all, a proper diet should be insisted upon. If the condition is mapped by Jupiter, the planetary energy of Mercury should be applied directly to the zone of the body mapped by Jupiter in the birth chart. If the condition is due to Saturn, the planetary energy of Venus should be applied directly to the zone of the body mapped by Saturn in the birth chart. Often both planetary antidotes need thus to be applied. Example chart 7127. Female, May 13, 1874, 6, 25 a.m. 120, 30 west 41. 30 North Saturn square Mercury in opposition Uranus. Jupiter angular and trine Sun. Spring, 1905, as progressed, with Sun square Jupiter P, and Mars Siski square Saturn P, had severe acidosis. Acne birth chart Constance Venus afflicted, usually heavily afflicted. Progress Constance A progressed aspect involving Venus or Mars, usually both. Gonad Mars-Venus glandular disturbance also affects the glands of the skin venas, and when there is also a progressed aspect involving Mars, the eruption, which may or may not have a blackhead center, is attacked by microbes. If Venus is not too heavily afflicted, the acne subsides after the period of adolescent gland adjustment. Stellar treatment. Rigorous diet, in which cane sugar sweets and rich foods are absent. Harmonious Saturn planetary energy applied to the zone occupied by Venus. Also harmonious Moon energy applied to the zone occupied by Mars. Example chart 7128. Male, November 3, 1890, 5:00 a.m. 87, 5 southwest 43. 02 North Venus square Saturn, semi-square Mercury, semi-square Jupiter. Fall, 1902, as progressed, with Venus semi-square Jupiter R, Mars conjunction Jupiter P, trine Neptune R, trine Pluto P, developed acne. In later life suffered from overweight Moon and Jupiter angular and face gets quite red, and perspires easily Mars opposition Moon and square Uranus. Adenoid same Constance and treatment for nasal polypus. Birth chart Constance affliction in Libra or Scorpio, or their ruler severely afflicted, especially if at the same time there is an affliction in Aries. Progressed Constance progressed aspect involving Venus or Mars, usually an affliction. Scorpio rules the nose and the lower kidneys. Venus rules the upper kidneys and also the pharyngeal tonsil, the enlargement of which constitutes adenoids. These nasal difficulties arise from kidney disturbances, which prevent the proper filtering and handling of the urine. Stellar treatment. The planetary antidote energy of the affliction in Libra or Scorpio or its afflicted ruler should be applied to the kidney region, and its planetary antidote should be applied to the region occupied by the responsible progressed Venus or Mars. To stop the swelling or growth, the kidneys must be strengthened. Example chart 247. Male, January 17th. 1910, 9:00 p.m. 122, 10 west 37, 30 north Jupiter in Libra opposition Saturn and Moon in Aries, Mars in Aries conjunction Moon and Saturn and square Uranus and the Sun. By July, 1917, as progressed, with Venus sextile Mars P, the adenoids had become so severe that both adenoids and tonsils Venus were removed. Adhesions birth chart Constance A prominent and usually afflicted Saturn, especially when afflicting the organ operated upon. Progress constans, a powerful progressed aspect involving Saturn, usually an affliction. In the healing process following an operation, scar tissue forms which, when it constricts, binds, or unduly unites, is called an adhesion. To free the adhered tissues, the first operation may be followed by a second, and this may be followed by a third or more operation. Stellar treatment. Venus planetary energies should be applied to the place of Saturn in the birth chart, and to the place in the body where the adhesion occurs. To break down the adhesion, the masseur manipulates violently, and the surgeon cuts through them with a knife. Venus energies afford the proper precautionary treatment, but in addition to these, after the adhesion starts to form, Mars planetary energies may be applied to the adhering tissues, to help break them down. Example chart 248. Female, November 14, 1872, 11:00 a.m. 74 West 40, 43 N Saturn conjunction USC, square Neptune, sextal Sun, trine Moon and trine Mars. March, 1915, as progressed, there was an operation for fibroid tumor and ovarian trouble. Progressed Mars had just reached the square of Saturn R, and the operation was immediately followed by unusually severe adhesions. Alcoholism. Birth chart constants prominent and usually heavily afflicted Mars. An aspect of Mars to the Moon increases the predisposition, especially if it is an affliction. Those who become habitual drunkards usually also have a prominent and usually afflicted Neptune. Progress constants, a progressed aspect, usually an affliction, involving Mars, and commonly also a progressed aspect involving Neptune. Stellar treatment. The patient should be kept where unable to obtain alcoholic drink of any kind for some weeks, during which time the healer should, by means of suggestion, education, and applying the proper thoughts charged with planetary energy, try to harmonize the inner conflict, from which the patient is trying to escape through getting drunk. This inner discord, from which the patient temporarily escapes through inebriation, may or may not be closely associated with the Mars thought cells. This conflict within the unconscious mind must be located and its contending factions reconciled. Until the nerves become stable, the patient should take vitamin B1 in large amounts. Example chart 7132. Female, June 24, 1913, 7:45 a.m. 75, 14 West 43. 06 North Mars conjunction MC, sextal Sun, sextal Moon, square Uranus, Mercury conjunction Neptune. June, 1930, as progressed, with Mars semi-square Sun R and sextal Sun P, Neptune semi-square Saturn R, USC semi-sextal Neptune R, took to drink and still drinks heavily 1947. Amnesia. Birth chart constants prominent, and usually afflicted, Mercury and Moon. Progress constants afflictions to Mercury or the Moon at the same time there are heavy afflictions to Neptune or Pluto. Stellar treatment. Mercury or Moon, whichever is afflicted by progressed aspect, should receive the planetary energy of its antidote. And in particular, the place of the progressed afflicted Neptune or Pluto should receive the orange planetary energy of the Sun, to build up positive resistance to invading vibrations. Usually loss of memory is coincident with toxic poisoning or some other serious bodily disturbance, which should also receive treatment according to its nature. Example chart 249. Male, November 22, 1863, 11:02 a.m. 93, 30 West 41. 15 North Mercury conjunction MC and Mars, in conjunct Uranus. Moon square USC November 1, 1932, as progressed, with Mercury square Moon R, Sun square Pluto R, there was a temporary loss of memory. Again on October 10, 1933, while the same progressed aspects were in force, there was another temporary loss of memory. Anemia constants for pernicious anemia the same except more heavily afflicted. Birth chart constants Neptune and Saturn prominent, and usually severely afflicted. Mars also afflicted. Progress constants an aspect involving Mars, and usually one also involving Saturn or Neptune. At the same time there is a heavy progressed affliction. Jupiter is usually, but not always, involved. Stellar treatment anemia is oxygen starvation, due to too little of the red hemoglobin in the red blood corpuscles, or too few red blood corpuscles. In addition to the proper foods to build red blood corpuscles, as explained in lesson number 225, there must be sufficient of the adrenaline hormones for handling the essential proteins. As both Saturn and Neptune depress the manufacture of these secretions, Sun planetary energy should be applied to the zones occupied by these planets to overcome their negative action. The Sun planetary energy will also aid the thyroid in energy production. The afflicted Mars zone should be harmonized and strengthened through the application of Moon planetary energy. Proper diet and harmonious positive thinking are essential. Example chart 250. Male, May 16, 1889, 6:00 a.m. 87. 50 West 42 North Saturn in harmonious aspect with Mercury and the Moon, and thus prominent. Neptune conjunction Sun, Mars and Pluto. Mars heavily afflicted through conjunction Neptune and Pluto and opposition Moon. Suffered pernicious anemia, and on October 6, 1932, as progressed, with Mars sextal Venus R and semi-sextal Neptune P. and Saturn sextal Uranus P, had a severe attack, and was taken to a hospital for a blood transfusion. The heavy affliction at the time was Sun opposition Jupiter or appendicitis. A complete report based on 100 charts of those who have suffered from this disease is given in the reference book, Body Disease and Its Stellar Treatment for Birth Chart Constants Uranus and Mars both prominent, and usually afflicted. Progress constants progressed aspect involving Uranus and progressed aspect involving Mars at the same time there is a heavy progressed affliction. This is a typical Uranus disease, and high nervous tension commonly precedes an attack. Overwork, prolonged irritation, or any condition which exhausts the adrenaline supply, and thus decreases the ability of the system to resist infection also contributes to it. Stellar treatment diet and thought treatment should have for their object the restoration of normal activity to the parathyroid glands. Jupiter planetary energy should be applied to the zone mapped by Uranus. Moon planetary energy should be applied to the zone mapped by Mars, and to the appendix to reduce the inflammation. Example chart 252. Male, May 6, 1895, 3:00 a.m. 18 East 41 North Uranus opposition Sun and Mercury, Mars angular and square Moon. August 23, 1926, as progressed, with Venus conjunction Mars P, Mercury conjunction Mars R, operation for appendicitis performed too late, as poison had already spread through system, and he died. Progress Sun is less than a degree and a half from and conjunct Uranus P, and its conjunction with Neptune and Sisky square Saturn P, acted as rallying forces. 4 out of print, see Plane IF1 Astrology 30 Years Research Plane F1. Arteriosclerosis birth chart constants Jupiter in the upper octave planets prominent, and usually afflicted. Progress constants a progressed aspect, usually an affliction, involving one or more of the three upper octave planets, Uranus, Neptune or Pluto. Stellar treatment. Two of the conditions which commonly contribute to hardening of the arteries are the repletion Jupiter type of acidosis, and insufficient parathrin properly to handle calcium. The diet, therefore, should avoid rich food and use care with sugar and fats, and should be rich in calcium, vitamin B1, and vitamin D. Mercury planetary energy should be applied to the zone occupied by Jupiter, and the planetary energy of its antidote should be applied to the zone occupied by the responsible thought cells mapped by the upper octave planet. Example chart 253. Male, September 15, 1857, 9:50 a.m. 84, 30 west 39 north Jupiter square MC. Moon and Mars, Pluto opposition USC, Neptune opposition Sun, Uranus Sisky square Mercury. March 8, 1930, as progressed, with Jupiter Sisky square Sun R, Sun in conjunct Pluto P, Mars in conjunct Pluto R, and Mars semi-square Mars R and Moon R as rallying forces, guide of hardening of the arteries. Arthritis birth chart constants Saturn and Uranus prominent, usually severely afflicted. Progress constants in aspect, usually an affliction, involving Saturn. Stellar treatment Saturn, through depressing the functions and depriving the system of essential vitamins and minerals, causes certain elements in the bloodstream, which normally enter into harmless compounds, but are unable to do so while chemical imbalance lasts, to crystallize out and become deposited where they do damage. High tension, induced by Uranus, depletes the parathyroid, which must be present to handle calcium and keep the bloodstream in chemical balance. Calcium, vitamin B1 and vitamin D are needed to assist the parathyroid glands, and variety of mineral salts, vitamins and proteins to overcome the deficiency present. Venus planetary energy should be applied to the zone occupied by Saturn, and Jupiter planetary energy to the zone occupied by Uranus. Example chart 254. Male, January 9th. 1890, 400 a.m. 90, 20 west 39, 45 north. Saturn Sisky square Sun, square Usk Uranus square Sun, sextal Moon. In 1931, under Sun opposition Saturn P, developed arthritis. May 15, 1933, as progressed, with Sun and Venus both opposition Saturn R, became pronouncedly worse due to unwise diet. Asthma birth chart constants Mercury afflicted, and one or more of the upper octave planets Uranus, Neptune, Pluto prominent and afflicted. Either afflictions in Gemini, or Mercury receiving heavy aspects. Progress constants in aspect involving Mercury or a planet in Gemini. Stellar treatment as asthma is a nervous disease. The diet should be such as to enable the parathyroid glands to function better. In particular, it should contain abundant calcium, vitamin B1, and vitamin D. The nervous tension of the individual should be reduced through the application of Jupiter thinking and the application of Jupiter planetary energy to the zone occupied by Mercury, also to the zone occupied by Uranus, if this planet is involved. If Neptune or Pluto is involved, the planetary energy of its antidote should be applied to the zone it occupies, to the end of decreasing the nervous tension and sensitiveness. Example chart 255. Male, December 5, 1859, 8:00 a.m. 79 west 42, 50 north Mercury square Neptune, Pluto Sisky square Usk. Sun opposition Uranus in Gemini. December, 1909, as progressed, with Sun trine Uranus P and Gemini, Mercury square Moon R, and the rallying force Mars square Saturn R, developed asthma from which he did not recover for 7 years. Atrophy birth chart constants Saturn prominent and afflicted. Progress constants heavy afflictions to Saturn, or less severe aspects to Saturn. At the same time, there are heavy adverse rallying forces. Stellar treatment. This starving, or wasting away, of the tissues arises from any one of several diseases of the Saturn type. Therefore, the disease which it accompanies must receive appropriate treatment. Either the proper vitamins and minerals are lacking in the diet, or the system, when they are present, is unable properly to assimilate them. If, for instance, through mineral deposits resulting from chemical imbalance, the blood supply does not reach the tissue, it will atrophy. As the blood supply tends to follow the nerve currents, some electromagnetic energy applied to the part affected is beneficial. Some planetary energy should be applied as directly as possible to the atrophying tissue. The other planetary energy to be used, in addition to those to correct the specific disease responsible for the atrophy, is that of Venus, applied both to the zone occupied by Saturn and to the tissues most affected. Example Chart 254. Male, January 9, 1890, 4:00 a.m. 90, 20 West 39, 45 North. Saturn elevated, Cisci square Sun and Jupiter, square Neptune and Pluto. May 15, 1933, as progressed, with Sun and Venus opposition Saturn R, his lower limbs commenced rapidly to waste away as a result of arthritis, which he had had for 2 years. Auto-intoxication. Birth chart. Constance. Saturn and Mars prominent and usually afflicted, and either Neptune or Pluto also prominent and usually afflicted. Progress. Constance in aspect, usually an affliction, involving Mars. Stellar treatment. The body depends on adrenaline, ruled by Mars and Saturn, and cordon, ruled by Mars and Pluto, to conduct chemical warfare on bacteria and to neutralize toxins. Afflictions involving Saturn or Mars tend to deplete the supply of adrenaline. Afflictions involving Mars tend to deplete the supply of cordon. Afflictions involving Neptune or Pluto tend to suppress the manufacture of cordon. With the system saturated with toxins, when a progressed aspect involving Mars forms, focal infection develops. The diet, therefore, and the treatment, should be to encourage the manufacture of adrenaline and cordon. The zone occupied by Mars should be given Moon planetary energy. Venus planetary energy should be applied to the zone occupied by Saturn, and the energy, which is its planetary antidote, should be applied to the zone occupied by Neptune or Pluto. Example Chart 256. Female, September 25, 1907, 11, 20 p.m. 71 West 42 North. Saturn opposition Sun and square Pluto, Mars opposition askin Neptune. November 24, 1926, as progressed, with Sun square Mars R, and Usk opposition Mars P, auto-intoxication became so severe that the mind MC opposition Mercury R began to fail. Bedwetting. Birth chart. Constance. Heavy affliction in Libra, or less commonly in Scorpio, or a prominent and afflicted Uranus. Progress. Constance. Progressed aspect involving planet in Libra or Scorpio, or affliction involving Uranus. Stellar treatment. There may be, as indicated by the planet in Libra or Scorpio, a condition of the kidneys and bladder, which makes retention of the urine impossible. The planetary energy of its antidote should be applied to the zone where this planet is located. On the other hand, as indicated by a prominent and afflicted Uranus, the condition may arise through lack of nerve control. Diet should have abundant calcium, vitamin B1 and vitamin D. Jupiter planetary energy should be applied to the zone occupied by Uranus. This condition in children often arises from a mental condition. In such cases, whipping the child increases the difficulty, as fear decreases nervous control. Psychoanalysis and the application of suggestion during treatment at the fifth station should be used instead. A calm, confident state of mind, free from rebellion against real or imaginary injustice, favors improvement. Example chart 247. Male, January 17, 1910, 9:00 p.m. 122, 10 west 37, 30 north Jupiter in Libra square Neptune, square Uranus, and opposition Moon and Saturn. Progressed Neptune was parallel Uranus or throughout life. When small he was repeatedly whipped for bedwetting. Biliousness birth chart constants Jupiter prominent and afflicted, or heavy afflictions involving the Moon or an afflicted planet in Cancer. Progressed constants progressed aspect, usually an affliction, involving Jupiter, Saturn, or the Moon. Stellar treatment so-called bilious attacks are due to taking into the stomach more food than it can handle, or kinds of food it cannot handle. To a person who customarily overloads his stomach, even a slight aspect of progressed Moon to Saturn may bring on a bilious attack. Saturn depresses the vitality and thus the stomach has insufficient energy to do its work. Jupiter overloads the stomach and gives it more work than it can do. The stomach should be given a rest, and when eating is resumed the diet should be carefully selected, and meals should be spaced sufficiently to complete digestion. Both Venus and Sun planetary energy should be applied to the zone occupied by Saturn, if its thought cells are the cause of the difficulty. If the Moon thought cells are chiefly responsible, the zone it occupies should receive Mars planetary energy. If Jupiter thought cells are the chief offenders, Mercury planetary energy should be applied to the zone it occupies. Example chart 247. A male, January 17, 1910, 9:00 p.m. 122, 10 west 37, 20 north Jupiter opposition Saturn, both square Uranus, Moon conjunction Mars and square Sun. During the whole time Sun was trine Jupiter suffered from bilious attacks. Especially severe early April, 1926, as progressed, with Sun trine Jupiter R, Saturn square Neptune R, Mercury square Mars R, and Moon in conjunct Moon R. Bladder trouble birth chart constants affliction in Scorpio, or less frequently a severe affliction involving Mars or Pluto. Progressed constants an aspect to the afflicted planet in Scorpio, or a heavy affliction involving Mars or Pluto. Stellar treatment the zones occupied by the planetary constants of the responsible disease should receive the planetary energy of their antidotes. The energy of its planetary antidote should be applied to the zone occupied by the afflicted planet in Scorpio. If Mars or Pluto is involved, as is usually the case, Moon planetary energies should be applied to the zone occupied by this planet, and to the region of Scorpio. Both the planetary energy of the Moon, and the soothing electromagnetic energy of the Moon, applied directly to the region over the bladder are highly beneficial in all bladder difficulties. Example chart 257. Female, February 16, 1893, 10:12 p.m. 77, 40 west 42, 40 north Uranus in Scorpio opposition Mars, Pluto square Moon. April 15, 1929, as progressed, with Venus Sisky square Uranus R in Scorpio, Pluto semi square Jupiter R, and Mars square Sun R, had an infected throat accompanied by severe trouble with the bladder. Bleeding birth chart constants a prominent and afflicted Saturn and a prominent and afflicted Neptune. Progressed constants an aspect involving Mars, and commonly also an aspect involving Saturn or Neptune. Stellar treatment the ability of the blood to coagulate is largely determined by the amount of adrenaline present in the bloodstream. Vitamin K also promotes the clotting of blood and helps prevent profuse bleeding. In those who are chronic bleeders, suffering from hemophilia, which is usually hereditary, There is a tendency to profuse an uncontrollable hemorrhage, even from the slightest wounds. When excessive bleeding takes place, either from these chronic bleeders, or in the case of a person who normally does not thus bleed, the progressed influence will be found to be an aspect involving Mars. This is commonly true in excessive menstruation as well as in bleeding caused by injury. Afflictions to either Mars or Saturn tend to deplete the adrenaline supply. The diet, thought treatment, and planetary energy applied, therefore, should have for their end the strengthening of the adrenal glands. Vitamin K should be included in the diet to assist coagulation. The zones in which Saturn and Neptune are located should receive the planetary energy of their antidote, and also Sun planetary energy to give the thought cells greater vigor and stability. The zone occupied by Mars should be treated with Moon planetary energy. Example chart 25, 8. Male, August 16th. 1909, 5:30 p.m. 7:30 East 50 North Saturn square Uranus and Neptune, Neptune opposition Uranus. He is a chronic bleeder. Blood does not clot even from a slight cut. October, 1931, as progressed, with Saturn in conjunct Sun R, Venus square Neptune P, and Mars in conjunct Mercury R, he had a tooth pulled, and it required two blood transfusions to save his life.